which means we're halfway through Lev HaGosel. We've been 18 shurim in Lev HaGosel, I think. Okay, so another 18. Okay, we left off on Daf Kaf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph in the middle of the sugya dealing with the psulim of Esrog, and we spoke about the psul of Esrog Shel Orla. We had a machlokes Amoraim, Rav Chiya Bar Avin, and Rav Asi, as to whether the psul was based on the fact that Orla ain la heter achila, or the psul was based on Orla ain la din mamon. And we discussed both of these psulim. When the Gemara at this point assumes that these psulim are independent one of the other, and the Gemara was bothered that we have the Mishnah tells us that truma tmeya is pasul. And truma tmeya, the Gemara takes for granted that we're going to have a psul of ein ba heter achila, but not pitom that ein ba din mamam. L'chora, one can be nehene from truma tmeya, masika tachas tavshila. So the Gemara says, no. Everyone, both Rav Chiya Bar Avin and Rav Asi, hold that one require a heter achila. The question is, in addition to that, you require a din mamon, with a nafkamina being ma'aser sheni, according to Rav Meir. Right? That's the overview of the sugya. So, within the world of truma tmeya, everyone agrees that the psul is ein ba heter achila. The question is, what is ein ba heter achila mean? And where does this fit into the world of arba minim? Where do we see that arba minim require heter achila? So here we have a machlokas, Rashi, Rambam, Ramban, in terms of what does it mean to say that truma tmeya ain ba heter achila? What does Rashi point out? What over here in the world of arba minim? What requirement is there in the world of arba minim that will explain why it requires a heter of achila?
Lachem.
That lachem implies that one can be nehene bekol hadrachim in every manner, including achila. And since one cannot eat truma tmeya, it's a lack of lachem. Rashi ela beheter achil klema lo beinan afilu yesh ba din mamon. Even if in some way one can get hanoa, lo miskashrin below heter achila, kevon de lochazin lekol darke hanoa lav lachemu. According to Rashi, therefore, how many days would truma tmeya be possible?
The first.
Only the first day, where we have a din of lachem. However, the Rambam holds that truma tmeya is possible all week of Sukkot, so lechor it's not based on lachem. What did you see in the Perish HaMishnayos? What's the background of the Rambam? Pri. The Torah requires pri eitz hadar, and pri requires that it be roi lachila, otherwise it's not defined as a pri. Okay, so the machokes, Rambam and Rashi, is not only a question of what is the makar, but how many days we're going to have the psul. Tosus agrees with whom? With Rashi or the Rambam? With Rashi. He quotes Rashi, Rahman Amar Lachem Roy Lachol Darke Hana. But Tosus was bothered that we have Lachora, a Gemara in Shabbos, that seems to disagree with our sugya. Our sugya says the lack of a heter achila means is a lack of Lachem. And yet, in the Gemara in Shabbos, what do we see by truma tmeya? That truma tmeya requires lecha. And what does the Gemara say? Do we have lecha in truma tmeya? Yes, we have it, even though there's no heter achila. Why? Because masika tachas tavshilo. The moment that any hana'a is available, that's already sufficient. In other words, so our Gemara seems to say we require all hana'os, including achila. The Gemara in Shabbos appears midakasiv lecha shelcha tehei lasika tachat tavshilcha. It's enough to have one hanah. And so, what is this din of lachem? Do you require all hanaos or only one hanah? So, how does Tosus distinguish between our sugya and the sugya over there in Shabbos?
There's already Neser Achila there.
In other words, that when we're starting off with something in which Achila is not relevant, can you give me two examples of things in which Achila is not relevant?
Lulav.
Either Lulav, where you can't eat it, I mean, physically, or Truma Tmeya, where it's usher to eat. then it's enough to have lacha, some hana'ah. It's enough lacha that you have some hana'ah. You don't need achila. But when we're starting off with an esrog, which is a pre-eitz hadar, which is roi l'achila, then lachem requires that we have the totality of lachem. So we have Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi and Tosfos, if I were to ask you just a question, a sheila ba'alma, is truma tmeya, does truma tmeya come under the world of isurei achila, or does it come under the world of isurei hana'ah? What would you say according to Rashi and Tosfos?
Isurei achila.
It's clearly isurei achila. That's the issue over here. Ein v'heter achila. But in terms of other hana'os, it's muter v'haraya masika tachas tafshila. You can use it as fuel. According to Rashi in Psachim, you can also feed it, a kohen can feed it to his animals. That's also considered to be the equivalent of sreifa, the equivalent of biur, and the animals are enjoying it. In other words, just a human being can't eat it. But you can basically get hana'ah. Namely, b'cheftza, you can get hana'ah. Just technically, we're limited in terms of which hana'ahs you can get. That's what we have over in Rashi and Tosfos. However, if we turn to the Ramban has a very, very different view of the world of Truma Tmeya. V'chein b'truma tmeya, harehi min ha-nisrafim. That Truma Tmeya, in Meseches Tmura, we have a list of Isuri Hana'ah that are Nikbarim, and we have a list of Isuri Hana'ah that are Nisrafim. In the end of Tmura, I think Daf Lamed Gimel Medbeis, Lamedalad Medbeis, somewhere over there in the end of Tmura, we have a list, and there Truma Tmeya is listed in the Nisrafim, Kedinam Beperek Basra Ditmura, Vamrina Nami Beperek Bememadrikin. In other words, that's the Gemara that I photostated for you on the top of the page of Mar Makomos. Amar Rav, just moving over to the page Mar Makomos. Kishen she mitzvah lisrof hakodshim she nitma'u, kach mitzvah lisrof esatruma she nitmes. Okay? V'amra Torah b'shas biyura tahani mimena. Hecha amran Torah, mida Rav Nachman. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Arvua, Amar Akra, v'ani hinei nasati l'chas v'shmeres trumosai, b'shtei trumos hakosav medaber, achat truma tahora, achas truma tmeya, amar Rachmana, lecha. Again, that we apply the lecha to truma tmeya, shalcha tehei, la'asika tachas tavshilcha. So according, we'll go back to the Ramban, v'chein b'truma tmeya, harehi mina nisrafim, v'amina name perik b'madlikin, kishen mitzal isrof esakot, shim shnitmu, kach mitzal isrof esatruma shenitmes, v'kevan shesreifasa mitzvah, u'lesreifa kayama, v'isura hi b'chol hana'os sheba'olam. Namely that according to the Ramban, truma tmeya is asur b'hana'ah. Not only asur b'achila, asur b'hana'ah. Chutz min haneh ne'elba b'shas sreifa shehana'asa u'bi'ura shaveh. With one exception, that while you are being sorefit, you are allowed to receive hana'ah. So therefore, since it's isuri hana'ah, what's the psu'ul? Not a lack of heter hana'ah, but rather, not a lack of heter achila, but rather, ksusei mechtas shiurei. U'mishim hachi pasul. It's pasul like asherah. It's pasul like ir nidachas. It's asur b'hana'ah. Afal pi shiyesh ba din mamon. Okay, so we have over here a very, very basic machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos and the Ramban as to what is truma tmeya in its essence. According to Rashi, in its essence, it's muter b'hana'ah. Just the Torah gave us a gzeras hakasuv to burn it. That's the mitzvah kishem shem mitzvah l'srof kodshim, kach mitzvah l'srof es hatruma. Namely, that burning it is a chumra, but it's a chumra that exists even though it's muter b'hana'ah. So l'maisa, what hana'ah is left that one is able to get from truma tmeya if you have to burn it? Only the hana'ah which accompanies the burning. That's the only hana'ah which technically you can have, even though it's basically be'etzem muter b'hana'ah. According to Ramban, we start off on the other side. Truma tmeya is basically isuri hana'ah. It's min ha'nisrafim. But we have a kula that you could be nehene from it, bishas bi'ura. That hana'asu bi'ura shava. Namely, according to Rashi and the Tosas, this is a chumra on that which is mutar b'hana'a. According to the Ramban, it's a kula on that which is asur b'hana'a. Or maybe to put it a little differently, we know three things about truma t'meya. We know that truma t'meya cannot be eaten. We know that it has to be burnt. And we know you can be nehne from it during the burning. Those are three things we know about truma t'meya. When we want to define truma t'meya, which of these three things, or which combination of these three things do we look at? According to Rashi and Tosfos, what are we looking at when we want to define truma t'meya? We look at the Iser Achila and the Heter Hanoa Bishas Srefasa. We look at those two. And the Iser, and the fact that we have a mitzvah to burn, that's a chumrah. But the Iker Hadim, we look at one and three. Masha'en Ken, according to Ramban, what are you looking at?
Two.
Right? The mitzvah to burn it, that defines it as Isure Hanoa. And we happen to have a kula that you can be Nehene Bishas. So we have over here a very, very basic machlokas with, of course, nafkaminim, sharanar gemara. Why can you not use truma t'meya for arba minim? According to Rashi and Tosfos, we have a problem of heter achila. It's not lachem, and it's a psul one day. According to Ramban, it's isuri hanoa. How many days are isuri hanoa pasul?
Kol shiva.
Kol shiva. Ksusei mechta shiurei. It's kol shiva. Okay, so this a parallel to machlokas we saw between Rashi and Tosfos and the Rambam, we have a more basic machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos and the Ramban. Yes.
So Rabbi's suggesting that Tosfos definitely holds that the psul is one day, but Tosfos has a kasha later where he's like, "Oh, esok shel arla, why don't we learn it out from ksusei mechta shirei and same with shumatameya?" And then he says, I thought that he's basically saying like ein hachanami, yeah, but we learn it out a different way because he answers yishlomer divide lo hayetzarech. Really, we don't need this whole gemara. We could have said the psoas because mefta shiure, but we bring this as a machlokas.
Ein hachanami. I'm speaking now within the sugya.
But does that suggest that maybe Tosfos holds that the psoas is ksusei mechtas and it is a psoas kol sheva?
That's a good question. But in other words, the question is when Tosfos moves over to ksusei mechtas shiure, is it also changing? That's why I wanted to say, okay, Barshan Kivanta. In other words, that we do have within Shas, Lechora, Tosfos that agree with the Ramban. And that's, we're moving to what you wanted to say, very, okay. Very fine. Okay. Look in over here in Psachim. We have a Tosfos on Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, which deals with an issue which is a very real issue. If someone is baking matzah on the first day of Pesach, when or how should he be mafrish challah, assuming that we're dealing with challah tmeya? Nowadays, the challah, we're all tmei meis, so the challah that we're being mafrish is challah tmeya. Challah tmeya has the status of truma tmeya. So Tosa says, so the Gemara says, lo tikra l'shem ad shetofet. Don't call it challah until after the afia, and then it's already matzah, and then we have the possibility of being mafrish truma from the matzah. Because the problem is that had we called the dough challah, we would not be allowed to bake the dough. Because what's the only heter of baking dough on Yontif? Sorech ochal nefesh. And over here, once it's challah tmeya, what's the halacha? Like truma tmeya? We have a din of sreifa. V'loga sarfa. In sarfin kachim biyomtov. K'diyofim memadlikim. This is the shemen sreifa that we say in the Mishnayos of memadlikim. V'hainu nami taimadet nanho, some emadlikim b'shem and sreifa b'yomtov. V'teima, estosos bishlam apsul kodesh ein sorfin b'yomtov, ein yochol lehenos himena b'shas sreifa. Avol truma t'mea yochol lehenos himena b'shas sreifa, amai ein sorfin. Sof kol sof, an yontif, the heter of ochel nefesh, is not only a heter to bake, it's a heter to get hanoa via sreifa. Muter lehadlik b'shem and shalchulin lehanoa so. Kach Yisrof truma t'meya lahano aso, v'chem ibnesha mitzvah Yisrof migra gora. Namely, what should be the problem if we're going to burn the challah t'meya, the truma t'meya, so we'll be nana from it, so we'll enjoy the heat. One is allowed to burn in order to enjoy heat. V'tirei tzriva, the shemen shechulin muter lahadlik lahano aso kemoshe muter lecho. Avol truma tmeya da asura bekol hanaot nimtza shehavara ein al lehanoa ela l'shem mitzras sreifa, Ela haTorah lo hikpida im yehna mimena b'shas sreifa. L'kach ein doche yom tov kamo sreifas kodshim. What over here is the working assumption of Tosfos? Is truma tmeya muter b'hanoa mi'ikaradin or asur b'hanoa mi'ikaradin? It's asur. It's asur with a kula. It's asur with a kula that you could be nehene, but that could be nehene is not enough to give you a heter to burn it on Yom Tov. In other words, it's basically, as the Ramban says, it's asur b'hanoa with a kula. Within Tosfos Shita, you have to give a different teretz. And Bemet, which I didn't quote over here, at the end of Tosfos, the Ri says it's really a din drabanan v'chule. So according to what Yoni is pointing out, this could be the end of Tosfos, that Tosfos is returning to the Shita of the Ramban, of the Riva over here, Imsachim. Similarly, we have another Tosfos Imsachim, where the Gemara says, im eino inyan la'achila, it should be an inyan for other inyanim. So Tosfos points out, what are you talking about? Lo asi shapir. Hechi matzi lukmei bi'isar achila, haksiv ba'esh tisaref. According to Tosfos, anything that has to be burnt, the moment that we have a mitzvah of sreifa, that turns it into the nisrafim. And once it's the nisrafim, it's isurei hanah. It's not isurei achila. Maybe we will have a heter in some way, but basically, bahagdara, it's isurei hanah. That's the Ramban. Namely, we find in Psachim that the Stam Tosfos are working within the Ramban. Over here, Tosfos begins like Rashi, but Yitachin, the Tosfos will also end up like the Ramban, again with the nafkamina of how many days the Truma Tmeya should be possible for Arba Minim. Okay. Ad Kan HaKaf Aleph, yes?
Tosfos agrees that our Gemara exists that discussed the Fisha Ein Baden Mamon or Fisha Ein Baden Achila. He's saying, remove that, we also have the problem of Tusimim Tashira.
Yeah.
Ramban and Rambam seem to be going
within the Gemara, 100%.
So it's not this, meaning it's not the same.
It's not the same within the particular sugya. As in terms of learning the sugya, they learn the sugya totally differently. In terms of halacha lemaisa, it could be that Tosfos says in Achanami the sugya is working like Rashi, but in other words, we really paskin like the Ramban that we have over here tzuse mechta shiure. You can't have tzuse mechta shiure if all we have is an isur achila. The only way of getting to Tzuse Mechsha Shiure is within Isar Hanah.
Rashi has to disagree, though. Rashi can hold like
Sure. No.
No, it's Rashi holds that we have over here a heter Hanah. He says black and white, we have a heter Hanah.
He never makes reference to Tzuse Mechsha. He always says the psalm is because of Lachem. He clearly does.
Because of Inmadan Achila.
Rashi is only. It's hard to know how Rashi would learn halacha lemaisa. Rashi's tafkid in learning Gemara was to learn local sugyos. Each sugya in itself. Tosfos has a broader mandate that he wants A, to understand the local sugyos, but also that the local sugyos should it should mesh with one another, etc. Rashi was not concerned with meshing sugyos one with the other. He just wanted us to understand the sugya makomit, the inner sugya. But the issue that Chaim brings up, we can deal with a little broader. Namely, that this local sugya says two things. A, that we have over here a problem of a lack of a heter achila, which again, within Tosfos and Rashi, this lack of heter achila is literal. It's a lack of a heter achila, but there is a heter hana'a. There is a heter hana'a. Just technically, it's limited to bishas sreifa, because of the mitzvah of sreifa. Mashenken, according to the Ramban, really, this lack of heter achila means that we have an iser hana'a across the board, and the problem is not one of lachem, but one of suse mechtashire. As you're 100% correct, within the local sugya. However, everyone agrees that the world of Truma Tmeya is a world of Yeshla Din Mamon. So according to Rashi and Tosfos, this is beautiful. What does Yeshla Din Mamon mean? That Truma Tmeya is what? Yeshla Din Mamon? It's Muter Bahano. Truma Tmeya, in essence, is Muter Bahano. Yeshla Din Mamon. I can benefit from it. But according to the Ramban, that Truma Tmeya, in essence, is Aser Bahana'a, why would the Gemara call it Yeshla Din Mamon? And the Ramban says black and white, that we have Tzuse Nechta Shiure, Aval Yeshla Din Mamon. What does din mamon mean according to the Ramban?
You can have that.
Right. In other words, not in terms of a technical definition, but in terms of lemaisa. Lemaisa, you can benefit in one circumstance. Lemaisa, there's some to'elet that Truma Tmeya can give you. It's chaval to throw it away, that the Kohen can use it as fuel. He can be nehene from its light. He can be nehene from its heat. And we point out, according to Rashi, you could feed it to the Kohen's animals. You know that when...
In the zoo.
Exactly. That in the zoo, that in order to deal with the Truma Tmeya, not so much a Truma Tmeya so much as a Trumas Meiser Tmeya. Trumas Meiser Tmeya is 1/100th. Truma Tmeya is a mashu. But when you're dealing with 1/100th, so 1/100th when you're dealing in your own house, so you cut a little piece of apple, it's 1/100th. But if you're dealing with the wholesale market and the mafrish 1/100th, that's crates upon crates upon crates, is 1/100th of the wholesale market. And so what do you do with it? So in Yerushalayim, they were makin in the zoo to shave at kahuna, so that all the animals in the zoo are behemos kohanim. And according to Rashi, the hanasa zohi biurun, you could feed the truma tmeya to the animals. So that's what they do. You know, it's all the food given to the animals. That's the truma tmeya that comes from the wholesale market of Yerushalayim. The animals eat fruits and vegetables, ba'onatan, or it's in their season, that which grows here in Eretz Yisrael. So once you have a to'elet, even though it's aser b'hana'a, since we have this crack of hana'asan, of biuran, zoi hana'asan, that one is allowed, we have this kula, that you can be nana b'sha'asa biur, that's what calls it din mamon. According to Rashi, din mamon is a concept, mutar b'hana'a. According to the Ramban, yeshua din mamon is not a concept, but it's a technical reality, a technical benefit that you can get from the Truma Tmeya. Okay, adkan in terms of Truma Tmeya. Moving over to the world of Maaser Sheni, we pointed out that everyone agrees you require heter achila. The question is whether you also need din mamon. So what nafkamina, within Truma Tmeya, we don't have a heter achila, but everyone agrees we have a din mamon. Where do we have a case where there'd be a nafkamina, where there is a din mamon or not a din mamon? That's Maaser Sheni, mamon gavoa, according to Rav Meir, that yeshba heter achila. So if you hold that sheet up, that's sufficient, so you can use it for arba minim, but ain ba din mamon. It's, in other words, both conceptually and technically, it's ain ba din mamon. It doesn't belong to. There's no din of bailus hedyot. There's no din of bailus hedyot. Classically, that's what ain ba din mamon would mean. And if you look in the Rambam paskins like Rav Meir, that the Rambam paskins ma'aser sheni mamon gavoahu sheneemar lashembu kodesh. Or the Rambam left out one word, kodesh lashembu. In other words, that this is the status of kedusha. Lefikach, what is the offshoot? Eino nikne b'matana, ein mekadshim bo esaisha, ein mokrenoso mashkenoso. That one of the main rights of ownership is the ability to transfer ownership. But if this is not mine, I can't transfer it. I can't give it as a gift. I can't sell it. I can't be mekadesh an isha. Anything that involves transferring ownership, the person who has the Maaser Sheni cannot do, because it's mamon gavoa. That's Rav Meir Shita. Chachamim disagree. Chachamim hold that it's considered to be mamon baila. However, Rav Meir holds, no, it says kodesh lashem hu. It's mamon gavoa. The problem with this is a diuk in the language of the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus that Reb Chaim stands on, but much more essentially, l'chora, there are many halachos within Hilchos Maaser Sheni that don't fit in to this concept of Maaser Sheni mamon gavoa, that it belongs to Hashem, doesn't belong to the individual who quasi owns it, because it's not his. A, the language in Hilchos Ishus, kidsha b'maaser sheni b'im b'shogeg b'im b'mezid, Eina Mekudeshet. Had we been the Rambam, we would have written Lefi Shemaiser Sheni Mamon Gavoahu. But Rambam says Lefi She'ein Lo Lasos Bo She'ar Chafatzav Ad She'itchalel She'ne'emar B'Maaser Lashemhu. Why is the Rambam giving us over here a whole long-winded explanation of what one can do or one can't do in terms of Maaser Sheni? He simply says it's not yours. That's what the Rambam wrote in Hilchos Maaser Sheni. Ein mekadshin bo asa isha because Maaser Sheni mamon gavolahu. But more problematic are three Rambams. Kvar be'arnu sha'maaser mamon gavolahu. Lefikach anachno omrim shehagonev Maaser Sheni einu mesham tashlum mekefel. V'hagoz lo einu mesharim chomesh. We have a din of re'ehu, that both by chomesh and by kefel it speaks about re'ehu. And this belongs to hektesh. But what question is obvious? There's no kefil, but what is there?
Payback.
What's there's payback? Keren. There's no kefil, but there's keren. And who does the keren go to in Maaser Sheni? To the owner. But there is no owner. In other words, fine. In other words, there's no kefil. But why should there be keren? The Rambam should write the pay hektesh. The Rambam doesn't say. The Rambam simply has a p'tur of tashlume kefil. But the keren goes to someone who's an owner. But if Maaser Sheni Mamon Gavoa, there is no owner. A. B. Hamakdish Maaser Sheni Shol Lebeda Kabayit Hareze Poda Oso Misha Podeu. But what's the assumption over here? You could take Maaser Sheni, and what can you do with it?
Be
Makdish it. How can you be, you're not an owner. How can you be Makdish something which is not yours? Again, it appears that you are the owner. But we paskin Maaser Sheni Mamon Gavoa. Thirdly, Hapode ma'asro la'atzmo, ben shehu shelo, ben shenafalo b'yerusha, ben shenitlo b'tivlo matana, kamo shebi'arnu, hareza mosif alav chomash. We know that in the world of Pidyon, when an owner is poda, that which had belonged to him, when it was redeeming it back, then he adds a chomash. A third party who's poda simply gives value and doesn't add a chomash. So Rambam says this applies not only to Hektesh, but also to Maaser Sheni. But the problem is that in Maaser Sheni, there's no owner. If there's no owner, why should there be a chomesh? So because of all of these issues, Reb Chaim reinterpreted the concept of Maaser Sheni Mamon Gavoa. I'm not aware of anyone pre-Reb Chaim who reinterpreted it, even though however, it's begging for reinterpretation. And in the footnote, it points out that the Ravid left it as the core halacha, that Maaser Sheni Mamon Gavoa means ain't din violin. What does the Rebbe do with all of these halachos? Doesn't say. But how can we reinterpret Maaser Sheni Mamon Gavoa? That really...
It is a din...
There's like Hector Shabohu, and that's right. What it's called.
That there is a din of violin. Is Maaser Sheni, even according to Rav Meir, Mamon violin hu. But the balut is limited. The Balut is not extinct. It's not extinguished. It's not overridden. It's limited. We limit it. In other words, we allow the Balut to show its head in terms of Chomesh. We allow the Balut to show its head in terms of the Keren. We allow the Balut to show its head in terms of being Makdish. But in terms of transferring ownership, which is the Iker control that a Baal has, and Kiddushe Isha, there we limit it. And that's the language of the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, that we're limiting, Ein lo lasos shar chafatzav ad sheyitchalel, that we limit the ability of the owner to express his ownership. Once we're interpreting this way, that Maaser Sheni is a limited ba'alut, then the machlokis between Rav Meir and Chachamim can be understood much in a much more elegant manner. Namely, it could be a machloket. Is the Baalut limited? Or what could be the machlokis? That everyone agrees that there is a concept that Kedusha can limit. But the question is, does that concept apply to Maaser Sheni? Namely, that maybe there's another realm where everyone would agree that we have a concept not of uprooted ba'ilus, but of limited ba'ilus. Anyone have, anyone learn Baba Kama, Meruba, anyone have a sense of what realm that is? So in Baba Kama, in Meruba, there are two Gemaras that deal with Hekdesh. One Gemara says that if a ganav steals an animal and he's makdish it, then he's chayev now dalad vehe. Then when a ganav steals and toveach umocher, he's chayev dalad vehe. So minaf gemina, if he sells it to another party or gives to another party or he gives it to Hekdesh, that's the equivalent of selling it. So one Gemara says that ganav vehikdish, you're chayev dalad vehe. Another Gemara says ganav vehikdish, you're pater from dalad vehe. So we have over here what appears to be a stira within the sugya. So the Gemara itself, to a certain degree, gives the answer. Look over here, what I quoted for you in Baba Kama, daf ayin vav amud aleph. Udekashelach, why should he be pater from dalad vehe? Mali machro lahedyot, mali machro lashamayim. Mainef gemina, if you transfer it to another Jew, or you transfer it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, macharo lahedyot, when you transfer another Jew, meikara tura the Ruvain, bahashta tura the Shimon, the ownership is changed. Macharo lishamayim, when you're maktish an animal, meikara tura the Ruvain, bahashta tura the Ruvain. When you set aside an animal as a korban and you bring it into the Beis HaMikdash, whose korban is it? It's your korban. You're the one. It's your korban chatas. It's your korban ola. You're the one who gets the schar for bringing it. It remains yours to a certain degree. So what does it mean that I'm makdish it lashamayim? That my ownership is limited. There are certain things I can no longer do with this animal once I was makdish it. Comes along Tosfos and points out, Hashta Tura de Shimon, Hadamar lekaman gona vehiktish chayav bedalad vehei, Havi kemochra lehedyot, Hainu bekod shei berekabayis, Delo mikru al shein bailim. That there are two types of hektish. There's what we call kod shei mizbeach and kod shei berekabayis. When I set aside an animal as a korban, that's kod shei mizbeach. Then it remains mine, but my ownership is limited. Were I to steal an animal and be makdish it as a korban, I'd be pater from dalad vehe, because it remains mine, the ganavs, right? It remains mine. And masha'en kein, kod shei bet hakabayit, when I want to give something to hekdesh as a gift, and they can do with it what they want, be it an animal, be it a table, be it a candelabra, be it $5, whatever I give to hekdesh, the moment I give it to Hekdesh, it now belongs to Hekdesh v'dinei mamonos. It belongs to the gizbar. And anyone who wants to can be poded. All right? When I set aside animals a korban, someone else can't be poded. It's my korban. Right? But the moment I give it to Bera Kabayit, that's a dinei mamonos. Namely, even the Chachamim agree with the principle that there are two types of Hekdesh. There's one type of Hekdesh, which... B'dinei mamonos, in terms of ownership, belongs to Hekdesh. That's what we call kachay bedekabayis. There's another type of Hekdesh which remains mine, but my ownership is limited. Meikara turu du'uven, hashta turu du'uven. It remains mine, but there are certain things I can't do with it. I can't, after I set aside an animal as a korban, go ahead and give it to someone else. Hekdesh doesn't allow me to do that. Everyone agrees with that, even the Chachamim. The question is whether that category of kachay mizbeach applies also to meiser sheni. That's the machlokas, Rav Meir and Rabbanan. According to Rav Meir, just like in kachay mizbeach, we have this concept that we have limited bailus, so also in meiser sheni, mamon gavahu. Well, according to the Chachamim, no, kachay mizbeach is a higher level of kachay. That we could speak about limited bailus, but Meiser Sheni, that's full bailus. Meiser Sheni, mamon bailim totally. Namely, they agree with the model, they just don't agree with the application. You can't apply it to Meiser Sheni. So, you know, it opens up the possibility of distinguishing, if you want to, between different mitzvos and how much ownership do you require in order to be able to be mekayim those particular mitzvos as well. Okay, so let's move over in the Gemara. The Gemara pointed out, my benayu, what's the difference between mar and mar? between Rav Chiya bar Abba and Rav Chiya bar Oven, I'm sorry, and Rav Asi. Ika beinayu ma'isa sheni b'Yerushalayim alibet Rav Meir. Lamanda amar lefi she'in b'heter achila. And that's the only criteria that we need for, according to Rashi Lachem, according to the Rambam, a world of Pri, according to the Ramban, a world of Ksuse Mechsa Shiure, Hare Yeshba Heter Achila. Laman Da'am Rafi She'ein Ba'din Mamon, that there's another criteria as well, Ma'iser Sheni Mamon Gavoahu. And then the question is, who holds what? It's time to Rav Asi, who dama lafi she'ein ba din mamon. The Rav Asi is the one who says that you need din mamon. That would exclude ma'aser sheni according to Rav Meir. Dama Rav Asi, esrog shel ma'aser sheni l'divrei Rav Meir, ein adam yotzei yedei chavasa b'yom tov. Ma'asein ken according to the Chachamim, adam yotzei bo chavasa b'yom tov. Tistaye. Again, either Chachamim simply disagree with the model, or they agree with the model of Tzimtzum Ba'alus, but don't apply it to Ma'aser Sheni. It remains in the world of Kotchei Mizbeach. Gufa Amar Rav Asi, that there are three nafkaminas in terms of this world of requiring din mamon. Esrog shel Ma'aser Sheni ledivrei Rav Meir, ein adam yotzei yedei chavasa b'yom tov, ledivrei Chachamim adam yotzei yedei chavasa b'yom tov. That's the one that we saw so far. But we move it over also into Matzah shel Ma'aser Sheni ledivrei Rav Meir, Ein adam yotzei yedei chavaso bepesach, ledivrei chachamim adam yotzei yedei chavaso bepesach. Isa shel ma'aser sheni, ledivrei Rav Meir peturim min achala, ledivrei chachamim chayeves bechala. So the question is, where do we see a hafka'a, where do we see a requirement of din mamon in the world of matzah and in the world of chala? In the world of Esrog, we have the din of Lachem. That Lachem, according to Rav Asi, requires a din mamon. Where do we find that in these two mitzvahs? Maskifla Rav Papa Bishlama Isa Dichsiv Reshis Ariso Seichem. Esrog Namiksiv Lachem Mishel Lachem. Ela Matza Miksiv Matza Schem. Amar Rabbi Bar Shmuel Vitema Rav Yemar Bashalmiya Asya Lechem Lechem. Ksiv Hacha Lechem Oni Uksiv Hasam. V'haya v'achalchem milechem ha'aretz. Ma ha'lahalan b'aychala mishelachem v'lo mishel ma'aser, afkan mishelachem b'aymatzah v'lo mishel ma'aser. Reima mesaye lei isa shamaisa sheni v'tura menachala divrev mecham ha'omrim chayeves b'chala. What do you mean, reima mesaye lei? He, this b'raisa is a tosefta, is black and white, that which Rav Asi is saying. Ella mid beha plige beha name plige odilma shiny isa dam rachman ariso sechem tre zimne. Namely, the Gemara has an option, has a possibility that maybe by chala isa of maaser sheni that would be mufka from chala, but Esrog of Ma'aser Sheni and Matzah of Ma'aser Sheni, those would be Adam Yotzei Yedei Chavaso. Those would be, you could fulfill the mitzvah of Arba Minim or of Matzvah with Ma'aser Sheni. What's going on over here? Is it pure Gzeres HaKosuv or is it something built into the Gzeres HaKosuv? In other words, that we want to distinguish between when we have a regular limud of lachem, or regular limud of gzera shava lechem lechem, or do we have like a double limud? Ariso sechem, ariso sechem. So again, within Reb Chaim, this fits in very beautifully. That yitachen, that everyone agrees that there is a model of kachim mizbeach where we have a tzimtzum of bayus. The question is, to what do we apply this model? Where do we say that we have enough of a tzimtzum of bayilus to be mafkia the mitzvah? So maybe when we have ariso seichem, we have a high level of bayilus which is required. So there, ma'aser sheni is enough of a tzimtzum. Masha Ein Kein, when we're dealing with a regular din of Lachem, maybe Maisa Sheni is not a duff of a tzimtzum. Namely, the moment that we have a model, and the question is, to what do we apply the model? Chachamim don't apply it to A, B, and C. They don't apply it to Chala. They don't apply it to Esrog. They don't apply it to Matzah. But maybe within Rav Meir, we would distinguish and say, we'll apply it to Chala. We won't apply it, perhaps, to Matzah and Esrog. Or maybe we'll apply it to all three. That's the issue. In other words, once we have the model, where can we use the model? We need a certain level of bias. Okay, that's simply in terms of reading through the sugya. But you saw that the Rambam, the Chorah, totally appears to ignore our sugya. How does the Rambam paskin about an esrog of Maiser Sheni? Firstly, how does the Rambam paskin in terms of Maiser Sheni? Do we paskin like Rav Meir or the Chachamim? Rav Meir. That he says black and white. Maiser Sheni Mamon Gavoa. And we saw that he brings that in Hilchos Ishus as well. That Maiser Sheni is Mamon Gavoa. So we would have expected that the Rambam would have passed. You cannot use Maiser Sheni for Esrog. You cannot use Maiser Sheni for Matzah. You cannot use Maiser Sheni for... Or no, Maiser Sheni is Potter from Challah. But what does Rambam paskin? Opposite in all three. Right? The Rambam paskin is you can use it for Matzah. You can be Yotzei Challah. Or you're Chayev to be Mafresh Challah from Maiser Sheni. And... You can use it for Arba Mina. So the question is, what did the Rambam do with our Gemara? So how many approaches did you see in the Mefarshim of the Rambam? I didn't send you to any particular Mefarish, but we find different approaches within the Mefarshim of the Rambam. Or you do have your own Perush. So I'll start off with someone's own Perush. The Torah Tmima, again, I'm not an expert in Torah Tmima, but in one of the Sefer Maftechot, I don't remember which Rambam, I don't remember even which edition, in one of the Sefer Maftechot, the Torah Tmima was quoted on a Pasuk in Bo. Pasuk says, Kol machmetzes lo socheilu, b'chol mosho seichem tochlu matzot. And on this Pasuk, in a Gemara in Psachim, on Daf Lamed Vav Amed Beis, the Gemara is Doresh, Tanya, Yochol yetzei odam chovas matzah bebikurim, tamadomar b'chol moshvoseichem tochlu matzot. Matzot ha-neachalet b'chol moshavot. Yatzu bikurim ein neachalet b'chol moshavot, ela b'Yerushalayim. So what should be the next question of the Gemara? What about Maaser Sheni? It's also in Yerushalayim. Yochol ani motzi af Maaser Sheni, tamadomar matzot matzot riba. We have Gzeiras HaKosov. That's what Torah Tmima says. Don't be bothered by the Rambam. In Achinami, Maaser Sheni should not be able to be used for matzah since it's Mamon Gavoah, but we have Gzeiras HaKosov, matzos, matzos. Exactly. The problem is it takes you one third of the way, and there's no Torah Tmima on Chala, and there's no Torah Tmima on Dalad Minyan that also bring it in. But he was original enough, and his index cards told him that this would answer the Ram at least one third.
But Tesvav will help us.
Fine. Tesvav will help us if we want to move over from Matzah to Arba Minim, but we're still going to be stuck with Challah. So the Mefarshim and the Rambam tried to give a Hesber that would answer all three. Okay, so the two approaches that I'm aware of, one approach is Rabbeinu Manoach, in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, and the Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Bikurim, quoting the Mahari Kurkus. There's a Mefarish on the Rambam that in many circles is known as a tremendous philosopher, the Mahari Kurkus. But in other words, those who learn Rambam know him as Mefarish on the Rambam, not only on Hilchos Deos, but also on all sections of the Rambam, including Zoraim. So the Mahari Kurkus and the Kesef Mishnah take the approach that in our sugya, we have a machlokas amarayim, Rav Chiya bar Ovin and Rav Asi. The Gemara says all of this according to Rav Asi. Rav Asi says, in addition to the din of heter achila, you also require a din mamon. And if maiser sheni mamon gavoa, we have a chisaron in din mamon. That's according to Rav Asi. Rav Chiya bar Avin disagrees. He says all there is a din of heter afila. We don't require a separate criteria of din mamon. And even according to Rav Meir, that ma'aser sheni mamon gavoa, your yotzei arba minim, and your yotzei chala, and your yotzei matzah. And so all we paskin like Rav Chiya bar Avin. Why should we paskin like Rav Chiya bar Avin? Doesn't it appear that the Gemara is paskin like Rav Asi, gufa amar Rav Asi, and the Gemara brings even a braisa, hihi, that appears to be like Rav Asi? The answer is we have to know our Amorai, that Rav Asi is a Talmud of Rav Chiya bar Avin. And if we have to choose between the Rav and the Talmud, we'll paskin like the Rav, not like the Talmud. Okay, it's a direction, namely, that self-call-self, we do have a machokas amarayim. Nachon, it appears from our sugya, from the fact that it brings in all of these dinim, according to Rav Asi, that we paskin like him. But that's not enough of, in other words, there may be other factors that will push us to paskin like Reb Chiya. That is one approach, and that approach is also agreed to by the Stipler. In the Kilas Yaakov, those who like Achronim, he assumes this. He assumes that this is the main approach, and then he deals with particular issues within this approach. However, the Lecha Mishnah in Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah has a very, very fascinating diuk in the Rambam. Look, let's go back to the Rambam. The Rambam that spoke about Maaser Sheni Mamon Gavoa, that was back in Hilchos Maaser Sheni Perek Malachi Yud Zayin, correct? Maaser Sheni Mamon Gavoa Shenemar Lashem Hu. Lefikach da da da. All the Rambams that we're talking about now, the last three Rambams on the page, add in a word. Esrog Shal Truma Tahora V'Shal Maaser Sheni B'Yerushalayim Lo Yito. And then we have, in the next one, Avol ein yotze matzah shel bikur mafilu b'Yerushalayim u'maaser sheni efsher sheyipadeh, right? V'yo yeyachel b'kol makom, and therefore yotze matzah shel maaser sheni b'Yerushalayim, isa shel maaser sheni b'Yerushalayim v'isa shviyas v'chulei chayav v'machala. What word is added in all these three Rambams?
Yerushalayim.
Ah, so what does that have to do with the price of tea in China? Everyone knows that maaser sheni is eaten in Yerushalayim. The question is, where do Rav Meir and Chachamim have their machlokas? And here, in the end of Masechet Sanhedrin, the Gemara says that there is a daya that they only disagree in Yerushalayim. But everyone agrees that in Gvulin, there are two gersos. Everyone agrees that Ma'aser Sheni Mamon Gavo, or everyone agrees Ma'aser Sheni Mamon Hedyo. So, but the main gear, so the gear said our Gemaras, is that everyone agrees outside of Yerushalayim, Ma'aser Sheni Mamon Gavoa. Their machlokas is in Yerushalayim. So what way is there for referring the Rambam? That really the Rambam paskins like whom? Like the Chachamim. He paskins like the Chachamim, not like Rav Meir. But even the Chachamim agree that outside of Yerushalayim, Ma'aser Sheni Mamon Gavoa. And that's the Rambam in Hilchos Ma'aser Sheni. Ma'aser Sheni Mamon Gavohu Shenemar Lashemu. That Ma'aser Sheni Begvulin, where most Jews live, right? That's Mamon Gavoa. In Yerushalayim, Ma'aser Sheni is Mamon Bailin. And that's what the Rambam stresses in these three Rambams. Ma'aser Sheni Yerushalayim, Ma'aser Sheni Yerushalayim. And once it's Mamon Bailin, so then your Yotze with the Esrog, your Yotze with the Matzah, your Yotze, your Chayev Chalav. In other words, because it's Mamon Bailin. Okay, again, it's certainly approach. It means that when the Rambam doesn't say Yerushalayim, he means Gvulin. Yes?
So, if someone was in a Kaddish and Isha in Yerushalayim, it would work with Ma'aser Sheni?
So, it would work then, yeah.
And,
then,
and if someone stole in Yerushalayim, then they would have to pay
Kefil. Right. In other words, when the Rambam gives his halachos in Hilchos Ma'aser Sheni, in Perek Gimel and in Perek He, he's talking about Ma'aser Sheni in Gvulet. But when he mentions Ma'aser Sheni B'Yerushalayim, that's where there, you know, that's where we have the din of Mamon Bailim. Again, it's not, you know, it's, you know, it's the, why did the Rambam say it more clearly? Why don't you just put in the word B'Gvulet, any one of those places? You have to say that the Rambam was so saying, but that's, it's an approach. Okay, so those are the two approaches I'm aware of. Either the Rambam paskins like Rav Meir, even in Yerushalayim, But we pass like Rav Chiya Bar Avin that for matzah and for challah and for arba minim, there's no need for mamon bailim. There's no din for din mamon. There's only a requirement of heter achila, and we have the heter achila. Or the Ramah pasuk Zayte Chachamim and distinguishes between Gvulin and Yerushalayim. But what is mashma from our Gemara is that not only do arba minim require lachem, what else requires lachem? A challah and matzah. It's more important for us in terms of lamaisa.
Matzah.
Question is this halacha lamaisa? In other words, if you're a guest at someone's seder table, are you yotze with his matzos?
You have to make a kinyan.
Or do you have to make a kinyan?
So that's right? Mashma according to Rabbi Meir in our Gemara.
But mashma according to Rabbi Meir within our Gemara. But again, according to everyone but the Lecha Mishnah, we pass them like Rav Meir.
Well,
even
I thought it was the Rama passed like Rav Meir, but not necessarily the others passed like Rav Meir.
So this is what the Rush talks about. So let's move over to the Rush as to whether this is limited to Rav Meir. Amar Rav Asi, Meiser Shmatza Shal Meiser Sheni Ledivi Rav Meir, Ein Adam Yotze Yedei Chovaso BePesach Ledivrei Chachamim. Adam Yotzei Bo Yedei Chavaso BePesach. This is the same Rav Asi that's quoted the Gufa in our Gemara. V'ha Loksiv Masaschem Amar Rav Yemar Asi Olechem Lechem from the world of Chala. Ksiv Ha Chal Lechem Oni Ksiv Ha Savaya Ba Chachem Yilechem Haaretz Mal Ha'alan Mishelachem Afkan Mishelachem Mashma Mehacha De'ein Yotzin B'matza Gezula D'Rabbanan Is lehu shapir gzeira shava. The gzeira shava zo mekubelet. That this gzeira shava, learning out the world of matzah from the world of challah, we find in a totally different sugya, in a totally different context, as something which is obvious in terms of what are the minim, what are the species from which you can be yotzei challah. In other words, that this is a gzera shava, which is a given. Even Rabbanan agree with this gzera shava. Why then do they disagree by Meiser Sheni? Ela Rabbanan Islehu de Meiser Sheni have Shelachem. They hold that Meiser Sheni is always Shelachem because it's Mamon Bailim. Avol Gezula, the Lav Lachem hi lo nafik ba. Namely, the whole machlokus between Rabbanon and Rav Meir is in Meiser Sheni. We're not talking in our Seder table with Meiser Sheni. We're talking about being Yotzei with the Matzah which is in front of you, which is Chulin. But the question is it yours? And Lechora, just like Chala has to be yours, matzah has to be yours. That's the gzera shava. V'chein muchach maskana de sugya de kamar lema mesayle mihocha palig v'hach nama palig shayni isak siva risosechem risosechem trey zimne mematini minayu maiser sheni. Aval hacha gabi esrog de lokasa velachad l'miyute sho'ul v'gozol hu de osa maiser sheni. That, in other words, may be different. But alma l'kulei alma gozol l'choshev l'chem. In other words, that the Rush points out that Lechora, if we would ask a question, can be Yotze with Matzah Gzula, Lechora, does Matzah require Lachem? The answer is, just like Arba Minim require Lachem, Matzah requires Lachem. Then he quotes, V'chein Kosav HaRambam Zal Deinanam Yotze Matzah Gzula. However, the Rush over here doesn't say black and white that the Rambam disagrees with him very strongly. I mean, what's the makar of the Rush that matzah gzula is pasul? What do you require in matzah?
Lachem.
Let's look at the Rambam. Ein adam yotze yedei chovaso b'achilas matzah shehi asura lo kugon she'achala tevel o ma'aser rishon shalonitra trumaso o shegazla zeh haklal kol shemevarchem alav birkas hamazon yotze bo yedei chovaso. No, we saw this in Tosos in the Lulav HaGosel Yuchazur. What's the makor of this Rambam? Ein ze mevarech Elamanites. This is the Gemara Baba Kama Daf Tzadi Dalet, that which you, was stolen, you can't make a bracha on. Ein zeh mevarech elamanites. This is what we call, you know, the mitzvah Baba Avera. That the psul of the Rambam is one of mitzvah Baba Avera. That even though we saw, according to the Rambam, that mitzvah Baba Avera is limited to kachim, or maybe shofar, but over here, what can we say? The Gemara is more machmir in the world of bracha. Bracha shiny, like we saw in the reading. So we have a mitzvah haba ba'aveira in the world of bracha. We saw this also in Rambam and Hilchos Brachos, that the Rambam also over there says you can't be mevarach on something which is asur ba'achila. So the Rambam and the Rosh both agree you can't use matzah gzula, but for two very, very different reasons. According to the Rambam, mitzvah haba ba'aveira. According to the Rosh, lachet. My nafkeinu between the Rambam and the Rosh?
Shula.
What about matzah shula? What if you're eating matzah that was given to you to eat? So according to the Rambam, l'chora, that is not a mitzvah baba avera. So our issue is not with the Rambam. Our issue, however, is with the Rosh. According to the Rosh, we have a din of lachem. What the Rosh points out in the continuity is that both the Rambam and he, both the Rambam and himself have a makor in the Yerushalmi. That the Yerushalmi says, Garas matzah gezul asur levarech alav, shenemar botzei haberach nietz Hashem. That the Yerushalmi, black and white, brings this botzei haberach by matzah gezula. However, b'dieved nothik b'hu. And then the Rambam says, then the Gemara continues, ein avera mitzvah, ein avera, ein mitzvah avera, eila mitzvah simasan ki mitzvah san mitzvah imalav ein mitzvah. That it may be a question as to whether, it's l'chatchil or b'dieved. So that's within the Rambam. In other words, the Rosh bases himself on the Bavli. The Rambam bases himself on the Yerushalmi. So here, the Ritva tries to get out of the issue with a technicality. The Ritva says, Ela matzah miksiv matzah schem, asikna da'asya lechem lechem. The Ritva first starts off like the Rosh, that we have this gzera shava of lechem lechem, that matzah requires lechem. Then he says, Yerushalmi pasul b'pesach matzah gzula, yishum davi mitzvah haba ba'aveira. Right, that this was the Yerushalmi that the Rosh quoted, this is the Rambam. He was bothered, doesn't it only apply to mitzvahs of ritzui? Afal pishen abala ratzos, b'cholza mitzvah ba'a ba'aveira. So we saw, A, that there is such a shita, right? That mitzvah baba avera applies to all mitzvahs, not only those that are ba l'ratzos, not only to arba minim, and to shofar, and to korbanos, but yitachen also to sukkah gzula, to challah, etc. Maybe also to matzah. One can also say that we know that the Gemara is doresh lechem oni. How are Chazal Doresh Lechem Oni? Lechem She'onim Alav Dvarim Harbe. And what are the Dvarim Harbe that Onim Alav? So one day in the Gemara says, Halo V'Hodoh. Namely that the matzah can also be viewed like the shofar, like the Arba Minim, as a means of expressing Halo V'Hodoh. Namely, maybe matzah is also a mitzvah l'ratzos. Then he points, says, Gemara Dilan Lo Itkiru Ha'asam Klal. Why doesn't our Gemara bring in this issue of mitzvah baba avera? Because you're going to eat it. And the moment you eat it, you're koneid. And what then are you chayav? Tashlumin. Okay, you're chayav tashlumin. But to whom does the matzah belong once you chew it?
Okay.
To you. So you're eating your own matzah. V'tuleka b'shas hanas grono umeyav David mitzvah. So we solve both problems. Whether this was a matzah she'ula, or whether this was a matzah gezula, the moment you eat it, it's now lochem. That's the hesber of the Ritva then. Even according to the Rosh, you're going to get into a world of lochem through the back door by chewing it. If you don't want to learn like the Ritva, and we see there is a shita of the Rosh, which has a strong makar in our Gemara, lechem lechem, and this is a valid gzeira shava, because from this we went out the five minim of challah, And that would apply to imply that you require lachem, even by matzah. So we have two options. One is that every Baal HaSeder should be makne, the matzos, to the guests. And Ram Rav Lichtenstein, when I learned this sugya, he said that when he was a guest at whoever Seder, his father-in-law Seder, his parent, wherever he was a guest, he would be makpid that he would ask them to be makne him the matzos. You know, b'leif shalem, it should be a gift, it should be a sale, whatever, that they're his matzos to be yotzei. It's the tzogim of his mitzvah doraisa. You want to be yotzei. The other option, since most of the world is not aware of this rush, is to assume that every balabayas wants everyone at his seder table to be yotzei the mitzvah midoraisa. And since the mitzvah midoraisa requires a kinyan, so we'll assume that when he's giving to them, he's giving to them in a manner that they should be yotzei. Even though he's not aware of the requirement of kinyan, had he been aware of it, he would have had a full mind to be makdid. Normally, when guests eat in your house, why aren't they over an iser of gezel or of shemol shalomidas or whatever? Because they're not makpid. You can use someone else's property as long as they're not makpid. You're not makpid that a guest sits in your chair. You're not makpid that a guest uses a toothpick. You're not makpid. So you're not makpid that he's eating your food. There's no gezel. But on the night of the Seder, it's not enough not to be makpid if you require lachem. If you require lachem, you need a kinyan. So then we would have to say that, that this is something that's assumed. Okay. So this then is the sugya of lachem. So, it's davar be'ito matov, a little more than a month is Pesach, be aware. Yeah?
So it's possible, different approach, that lachem here is only to tell you that you can't get it in a certain way, that it doesn't belong to you, but not that it has to belong to you in order to eat it, meaning that it belongs to the Baal Bayis, but you're getting it.
You're correct that the Rush uses the language lahotzi matzah gezula. And however, the moment you're building on lachem, so we know the first day of Sukkot that our Mishnah, that Esra, Lulav HaGazul is motzi also on the first day, Lulav HaShavu. In other words, that that's taken for granted. So you're correct that the Rush didn't mention that, and that he wants to make himself Kihilu agreeing with the Rambam. Really, he goes far beyond the Rambam in terms of the din of Shaul. But so it's mentioned over here within the Ritva. The Ritva continues that lo meshkachas nami b'matzah shula shula kai gavda b'mide. In other words, at the moment you eat it, it turns from a she'ela into a halva, and you only owe money. You don't owe the object. In other words, he wants to give his same heter of chewing. It's both for the Rambam and for the Rush. Yes.
Rabbi Mann has a tshuva on this topic. And he is really upset about people who are opposed to the kind of simple halakha that everybody knows. And based on Stimas Aposkin. Because the Rush doesn't say that you can't be against somebody's table. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Torah doesn't say that. Nobody says that. Nobody says that you need lachem for your masa. Nobody comes out and says that in terms of Aposkin. Yes. So Rami is very upset at the Maturim on this issue, and he cites this Ritva, and he cites I think he says something similar to what I said, but that's like all on top of the fact that I think basically understanding of Rami's understanding of the sugya is that there's just no din lachem for matzah, and one of the other ways of explaining the sugya.
Okay, just said it. So you have Rebbe Chaim, you have Rebbe Ben. The Seder. Okay, so we have a machlokes poske doreinu as to whether there's room over here for a chumrah. But you're 100% Rebbe Ben is certainly 100% correct that we're not being motzi laaz on all the people who are not makna, that they're not yotze. Anyways, if someone wants to be makna, it's basically in order to be able to be yotzi, even the understanding of the sugya within the Rush, who doesn't mention it black and white, but who does say that there is a din of lachem in matzah. That he does say.
Right.
What is the practical consequences that he doesn't say?
The Rambam doesn't say that, and the Torah doesn't say that.
Right. I didn't quote a Rambam and a Torah, I quoted the Rush. Right. Okay. This says it. But in other words, if you're learning Maseches Sukkah Daf Yomi, we would hope that you would, someone should raise his eyebrows just a minute. In other words, What does it say over here that you require lachem by matzo, lachem oni, lachem lachem? In other words, lachem lachem. I'm sorry, it turns into a din of lachem. It should be raised. In other words, as when one is learning the Gemara, both in Psachim and in Sukkah. Okay, Belineda, we'll stop over here. I'll give you Mar Mekomos at the beginning of Seder tomorrow morning. For those interested in the review of Hillel's Torah.